My Dream Holidays in Austria. Interview 1. Leon.
In my holidays, I can't really sit still. I could never spend my holidays in the countryside or on a farm. Boring! Or on a cruise ship. I'd fall asleep. Ha! Oh, I need fun and exciting things. I want to see lots of different places. I want to go from one site to the other, see a church, then visit a museum, eat something at a market, then take a walk in a park, ride the tram, listen to a street musician. In the evening, I'd like to go to the cinema or the theatre or see a concert. And after that, I want to go to a club to party all night long.
Interview 2. Owen.
Mountains are the place where I feel really happy. Imagine peaks covered with snow. Aren't they just amazing? I've been snowboarding for the past 6 years, and the winter is by far my favourite season. I don't like doing sports so much because sports are quite boring, I think, except snowboarding. It gets you exercise, lets you have fun, breathe fresh air, and enjoy the beauty around you. For me, snowboarding is freedom. When I'm out there surfing the snow and the sun is shining, I feel free. I know I am part of nature, part of the small snowflakes, part of the mountain. I am complete.
Interview 3. Maya.
I work as a teacher and that's a really stressful job. I have to be well prepared every day and while students are present, I can't really relax. Many people think that teachers have good working schedules, but I actually take a lot of work home, where I have to correct homework or exams. Sometimes I just have to get a break. I'd like to go to a place where I can get some nice food and where I can relax, maybe read a book or take a walk or just float in warm water. I'd like to have a massage and then take a nap in a steam room that smells like roses.
Interview 4. Amelia.
I'm an adventure girl. My parents used to carry me on their backs when I was a baby when they were exploring mountains years ago. My dad has always loved the trails in the Peak District and walking through Scotland. I couldn't fully understand him until I went to South Korea to teach English. 80% of South Korea's mountains. Can you imagine? Mountains! Everywhere! I'd look out my window and the mountains would be right there, calling me. Soon enough, I was taking hiking trips almost every weekend. I love hiking because people are so nice when they're walking up and down mountains. If you see someone, you have to say hi.